live, and we are launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves, if anything you want. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Talking about some highlights from today's protest in Weir, New Hampshire. For those of you just tuning in, there were about three dozen activists, most of whom had made the move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, who'd come out to protest or demonstrate, whatever term you'd prefer. There were signs and waving and good times were had out in front of the police department, because this particular police department is worse than the average police department. They have been targeting activists and arresting them and charging them with felony counts of wiretapping for using video cameras in ostensibly public places to record the ostensibly public police officers. And they have arrested at least three activists and charged them with felony wiretapping over this. Two of those activists have had those charges dropped, but their cameras are still in the possession of the police department. Police department refuses to answer questions regarding when those cameras will be returned. They are refusing to answer questions regarding anything regarding what they have done, the charges that that they have issued against one man from AdventuresInTheFreeState.com, Bill, Biker Bill, because he's still facing those charges. And so folks decided to go out to the police department today to try to get some answers, or at the very least, because I did not expect them at all to talk to us, and indeed they did not, to try to get at least something, and if not, bring more attention to the fact that this is a particularly distasteful police department. Now, every police department uses violence against peaceful people. That's just part and parcel of what they do. Obviously, I'd like that to stop at some point in the future. But this particular department is just a little more egregious than the average department. There are even allegations that there is cocaine being sold from inside the police department.
Allegations, right?
Yeah. Just those things that you hear through the grapevine. And
those things are said in many towns across the United States. Who knows?
Well, who better to sell the drugs than the police themselves? So I don't know if that's true or not. But either way, we were there on the side of the road, about three dozen people. There was like a cookout going on, an open flame, which was great. A little bit of marijuana was smoked. And at one point, guy shows up with four boxes full of pizza, drops them off. I asked, hey, have these been paid for? And he said, yes. I didn't think to give the guy a tip at that point, because first of all, I didn't have money in my pocket. I hadn't ordered anything. They had my name on them. It was being delivered to me because I had called the police department earlier, which is how they got my number. But we were thinking, well, it's either the police who actually sent this or one of the three dozen people here is kind of playing a joke, right? Because there's a bunch of people there. Anybody could have just stepped away from the group and, you know, got on their cell phone and ordered a bunch of pizzas. So we went down to the pizza parlor and checked it out. And indeed, they verified that it was one of the police lieutenants who had called up and had placed that order. And it was just incredible. It was just so weird. Like, they were hiding from us. On one hand, they refused to talk to us on the phone. The secretaries were hanging up on me when I called. I mean, I managed to talk to them for a short bit, the secretaries, in the attempt to try to get a little information out of them, in the attempt to try to get an officer to actually come out to their own department to talk to the people who supposedly pay their salary, to the people who are supposed to be their bosses, which, of course, we all know is a big joke, right? But it's kind of fun to appeal to that aspect.
And let's not forget, I mean, they're right inside this building.
Yeah.
There's an open flame out there on their sidewalk,
right.
And the barbecue being had, and marijuana being smoked.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to come out.
Nope, they didn't want to talk to us at all. So let's see. There's a couple other things that were worth mentioning. Oh, so Rob, who had brought out all this food, this big spread, like salad and pineapple, and was grilling stuff up, and he's also brought out flowers, lots and lots of flowers, like bushels of flowers.
Where did he get them?
I don't know. He's got all kinds of interesting stuff.
Rob is an interesting dude, there's no doubt.
So he's, towards the end of it, he brings up all these flowers to the front door of the police department, which is, of course, completely locked, and they've got a sign up that's apologizing to anybody that might actually show up for some other reason to the police department.
Sorry, we're scared of the activists.
Yeah.
Yeah, call this number.
And so he starts putting flowers everywhere. There's flowers, like, up on the light, up on top of the door. There's flowers up on the, like, in the door handle. She's shoved some flowers in there as well, just bushels of flowers. And then there's like a handicapped parking sign right nearby there, and he put some flowers up on top of that as well. And I did a quick.com live stream video, which you probably will be able to see at the Free Keen Live YouTube channel, where I kind of interviewed him about what he was doing, and he basically said it was a peace offering to the police.
I'll tell you what, the ladies at the station will probably really enjoy it. They'll take it down, they'll put it in the vases. Most ladies at most offices have vases right in their desks, ready for those flowers to come. Mm-hmm. They will take those flowers and they'll put them to good use.
Well, I hope so. We ate their pizza. they ordered four pizzas, sent them out there, and people did enjoy those. So I called Lieutenant Carney up, and by the way, I found out his first name. They didn't give me the police people, two secretaries that had answered the phone, they refused to give me his first name. But the guy at the pizza parlor he had no problem telling me what his name was. I didn't even ask. He just mentioned, oh, yeah, Jimmy came here and, you know, or Jimmy called and paid for these. So I found out what his name
Jimmy?
Was. Yeah. And then when I called the police department to ask to speak with Jimmy, they pretended like they didn't know who I was talking about. Now, of course, his real name is James, right? It's one of those things where somebody named James can also be called Jim or Jimmy. But the woman that answered the phone actually pretended like she didn't know anybody named Jimmy. And so I said, well, can you send me to Lieutenant Carney's voicemail at that point? And I left him a voicemail, and I thanked him for the pizzas. And
he likes pizza.
Yeah, and I said, you know, it would have been nice to actually have you come out and talk to us. But, you know, I appreciate it. I left him my phone number because I knew they already had it. And said, if you feel like giving me a call, you're certainly welcome to do so. And I know that Michael Garcia, who is the activist that kind of put the whole thing together, he also called and left a voicemail for the police chief as well, expressing his disappointment. I mean, he traveled all the way out from Keene, which is an hour drive, specifically to try to talk to this police chief. And we know the police chief was there that day because one of the activists had a two-way radio, had a scanner with him. And so we were listening, or he was listening to the police department chatter throughout the entire time. At one point, the police chief called for another one of his officers to meet him at some local building behind the building. I don't know if they were talking about ordering us a pizza or what they were doing, but there was a little bit of shenanigans going on today.
Yeah, that's a little scary. What are the cops meeting behind the building for?
Not behind the police building, but behind some other building in town. We drove around for a while trying to find them, but we're unsuccessful at that. I think that would have been the only thing that would have made today better. Like, the weather was perfect. It was a huge turnout. Everybody had a lot of fun. It was a good time. And we got lots of waves, and it was just overall very positive. I think the only thing that would have made it better is we actually found the police chief sitting behind a building with another police officer chatting about something, and like, we're able to walk up on him with cameras.
Isn't it an indictment on the police department that you get these honks and waves? Did you notice any kind of any people going?
Hold on just a second.
Yeah. But isn't it an indictment against the police department? So many people honk and wave and like, yeah, protest those cops.
Yep. Sure it
is.
These
are the people that are protecting and serving, supposedly.
People know the truth about the cops. Anybody that's ever had themselves or a friend or a family member arrested for a bunch of nonsense or ticketed for some garbage, they know that the cops are just glorified fundraisers.
Yeah, when I was about 19 one time, I got a ticket for going 56 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone.
Oh, geez.
That sounds like you got a ticket for being 19.
Yeah.
So, okay, Mark, I'm glad you brought that up because that was the one last thing that I wanted to point out about this. So as we were getting ready to leave, this police department is like a dual-purpose thing. Police department out front, fire department in the back. And so throughout the whole time, there are firemen that were kind of arriving, and they're going back behind the back, you know, doing some fireman thing. And at one point, the firemen leave, and they're all leaving together. And as a couple of the firemen are pulling out of the parking lot, one of them shouts the usual, "Get a job!"
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Go work for the state.
Yeah. And I guess
job.
That kind of engendered some level of attention from the activists who are standing there. And as these two firemen, they're two in one car, as they're pulling out of the parking lot, they give the activists the bird.
Firemen.
Each one of them, yeah. Each one of them holds their fingers out their car windows and up and flips the activist the bird. And, of course, Pete Ayers right there from Liberty on Tour, rolling tape. So you were talking about, Wayne, going to the selectmen's meeting, and I said that it was at this particular protest today that a couple of interesting things were garnered that could be very useful at that selectmen's meeting. One, the pizza boxes with the note on them from the police, Porky Pig special, compliments of your friends at We're PD. But two, the firemen, who apparently are paid city staff and not volunteers.
Oh, boy.
Actually flipping people off. Video footage of that. So
very unprofessional.
Really, what else can you ask for from these people? You can't write this stuff. 800-259-9231. You can take control and bring up anything. It's a welfare state. We'll tell you about it coming up.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SIGL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site completely free. The webcam is one of those. Cam.freetalklive.com. Earlier, we were showing off the pizza box that the cops ordered for the protesters today. And displaying that on the cam, it said Porky Pig Special, compliments of your friends at Weir PD. course, they weren't acting very friendly today. They were hiding in their offices and refusing to talk to us. It was kind of an interesting approach on their part. But you could see, you could have seen that over at the cam at cam.freetalklive.com, where you can watch, listen, and chat, because the chat room is built into the same page. It's all free for you, thanks to Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all of your networking and telecom accessory needs. They have the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. You even have customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. In stock, ready to ship. The overnight delivery, it's memorydealers.com.
All right, toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves. There's big news out of USA Today. I think the story was published yesterday. Americans, according to the USA Today, depended more on government assistance in 2010 than at any other time in the nation's history. And apparently that includes the Great Depression as well.
Certainly a lot more programs to rely upon now than there were in the Great Depression.
A USA Today analysis of federal data finds the trend shows a few signs of easing, even though the economic recovery is nearly 2 years old. Recovery?
What recovery?
Well, they call it that.
What exactly is recovering?
Well, the two big-to-fail banks have recovered somewhat with flush with funny money, but nobody else has.
Yeah. Wow. Well, don't turn to USA Today for honesty in reporting, but nonetheless, we'll keep that in mind as we continue in this piece.
It's called the jobless recovery.
A record 18.3% of the nation's total personal income was a payment from the government for Social Security, Medicare, food stamps, unemployment benefits, and other social programs in 2010. Wages accounted for the lowest share of income, 51%, since the government began keeping track in 1929. The income data show how fragile and government-dependent the recovery is after a recession that officially ended in June 2009.
Really?
It's official, apparently. Did you know that the recession officially ended in June of 2009? Did they have a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the end of the official end of the...
What? What a bunch of baloney. You know, the thing that the most telltale sign that I could cite would be food stamps. Food stamps use right now is up to over 46 million people.
Yeah.
And that's been going up over the last 2 years since the so-called recovery. So if we're having a recovery, why is it the number of people on food stamps is growing?
It's what they define a recovery as.
Right. If there's a whatever that even means. The wage decline, it says here, has continued this year. Wages slipped to another historic low of 50.5% of personal income in February. Another government effort, the Social Security payroll tax cut, has lifted income in 2011. The temporary tax cut puts more money in workers' pockets and counts as an income boost, even when wages stay the same. Look, it doesn't matter if you've got an income boost if your income boost doesn't outstrip inflation. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if the government pays here. As it says later on, the Americans got an average of $7,427 in benefits each in 2010. It doesn't matter if the government hands you thousands of dollars, because if they're increasing the money supply, then your thousands of dollars aren't worth what they were worth 30 years ago or 50 years ago.
This is so typical. They try to ride in as the saviors to fix a problem they created to begin with.
Well, that's typical. Yeah, exactly.
Typical.
That's what they do. They cause problems, and then they never actually end up saving anything, Wayne. They ride in as the saviors.
And they never admit that they caused the problem.
Right. Well, they position themselves as the saviors, but it never ends up panning out for them. Usually the government solutions cause more problems. It's typically how things go. So, anyway, just kind of interesting statistics there that more Americans today than ever before ever are receiving welfare benefits from the government.
Some form of benefit. I mean, welfare tends to mean something specific, but...
Social Security, Medicare, food stamps, unemployment benefits, and other government social programs.
Right. It's this kind of amorphous term, social safety net programs.
And one of the real problems with this, besides the fact that you've got dependency on the state and that having these programs makes it so that people don't really take as much responsibility for their own lives and decisions.
Disempowering and dehumanizing.
Yeah, one of the problems beyond that social aspect of this is that it also encourages people to believe in the government. It also essentially creates a class of serf that is particularly obedient,
docile,
and particularly useful to the state, because they will vote for more subsidies. They will vote to keep the subsidies going. They will vote for politicians who promise them more
stuff.
And yeah, and if the politicians can successfully give enough people handouts and get them hooked on expecting that from the government, then they'll never lose a single election. I mean, the idea is that you're supposed to change things through the system, right? Like we tried to today. We tried to talk to the police, actually have a conversation with them. They didn't want to talk to us. So sometimes when you try to change things through the system puts up roadblocks and barriers and makes it next to impossible to change things. And this is one of the ways that the system insulates itself from change, is it gets people hooked on it. It gets people, they get people hooked on their benefits and their system, and then when the time comes for somebody like a Ron Paul or somebody who's really seems to be a little more serious than the average politician about trying to change things within the system, they go down in flames in their election attempts because all the welfare people are coming out and voting. But a lot of other people like us, you know, we might be busy. We might not be able to go and vote because we're too busy working. Too busy working to pay all these awful taxes and to put food on your family's table and to pay the bills. Whereas the welfare recipients, people that are used to government money, they got, a lot of them have plenty of time on their hands. Let's go out and they'll vote for more government. They'll vote for the candidates that are advocating more government, which is why it's so incredibly difficult. One of the many reasons why it's so incredibly difficult to see liberty advance in any given area, because the number of people who are of a liberty mindset and who are willing to actually do something barely exist in comparison to the number of people who are receiving a welfare benefit of some sort from the government and are willing to do something to ensure that. So most people just aren't willing to step up.
Until the federal government does really collapse, and then they're all going to suffer. Because at some point, when this complex society of ours that's totally unsustainable collapses, the people who've been dependent are really going to suffer, and I feel for those people.
Right. People really doubt when you say that. Look, the United States economy is teetering on the brink of collapse. The U.S. empire is teetering and could collapse in our lifetimes. Well, USA, God bless America.
It can't happen here.
Right, it just can't happen here. Yeah. Well,
someone told us that last week.
Right, it happened to the Soviet Union, it happened to the Roman Empire, it's happened to every empire. There isn't an empire that existed that still exists, people. This is an empire. It's going to collapse. The people at the top are siphoning off the wealth of this nation for their own uses.
Yep.
And yeah, if they throw some pennies at the crowd, scoop them up. What do you care? But don't think it's going to happen forever.
Toll free number is 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled DERMATOL.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this
this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbi and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site there completely free. So head over and enjoy those on us. Again, at freetalklive.com, you can go and grab archives and listen live and do all kinds of stuff there. We'll give it all away. And it's brought to you by SACL CAI.
SACL CAI, they're a company that handles collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. If your company needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, try SACL CAI. Big sponsor of Free Talk Live. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, big supporter of Liberty. Go check them out at freetalklive.com. Their banner is the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
Record numbers of people in America on government assistance of some sort. That's going to make it even more challenging to challenge the state, to reduce the role of the state in our lives when so many Americans are hooked on the state having a role in their lives, according to USA Today's incredibly biased article. Where they're talking about how there's no more economic problems. There's been a recovery for 2 years now. In fact, it was officially ended. The recession was ended officially.
We wish these poor people would quit complaining.
In 2009, they claim. And so they're saying here that 18.3% of the nation's total personal income was a payment of some sort from the government. Let's go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything you'd like, of course. Linda is on the line listening in Indy to WXNT. Hello, Linda.
Hi there.
Hi, Linda.
Yes, you are really putting down Social Security. I am 68 years old, started working for my father in his grocery store when I was 5 years old, had to stand on a box to weigh things. I was a car hop at 14 when I started paying Social Security, and I have worked every day since. I have been retired now for 2 years, and I'm not quite sure I understand why you think Social Security is a handout.
Well, you know, here's the problem. It is a handout in the sense that the Congress already spent all your money. Since the 80s, they've been spending the Social Security money in the general fund, and then they've thrown a bunch of IOU slips in a filing cabinet, and they're basically printing money to pay you. Now, I know you worked hard all your life, but wouldn't it make sense for you to have your own account, savings account, all this time, rather than giving the money to them, which they squandered? I mean, this big pot of money, somebody's going to steal it if you form it.
But they have been collecting this on everything I've made.
But they spent it.
Right. Well, what you're saying here is that some thief stole some money from me, and now I want that thief to steal money from you and give it to me. That's what they call a Ponzi scheme. I'm not saying that the government doesn't owe you money. I think they do. I just don't think they own my labor, and I don't think they should be able to take that money from me to get it, because I am not confident that I will get it when I turn 68, and I'm not even interested in getting it when I turn 68.
Right now, Social Security and Medicare are about $114 trillion in the hole. That's how bad it is, ma'am.
Well, I'm sorry. I can go along with you. But this is all I have as an income right
now. Sure, I understand.
They owe it to you. They owe it to you.
Yeah, you paid into it.
But you do understand that they aren't paying you. They are stealing it from other people to give to you.
Your grandchildren and kids. Yeah. You
and
understand
people who
right?
are still working. Those few people.
You do realize that, correct?
Right. The fat cats in Washington aren't paying it.
Right. I kind of understand where you're coming from. It just kind of hit me when you said that Medicare was like Medicaid, and I don't think it's anything like Medicaid.
Well, you know, I appreciate where you're coming from, and I understand what your concerns are, and I agree with Mark that they owe you. However, they are the government, and they don't owe you anything, actually, and from their perspective. Like, if they decided that they were going to stop paying you Social Security tomorrow for some reason, you would not be able to do anything to them. You wouldn't be able to sue them or anything like that. They have no obligation to provide you with this. So what may end up happening, and I would hate to see this happen, especially to people like you who are, as you say, dependent on this Social Security, if or when the government continues to inflate the currency and you hit to a point of hyperinflation, there's a good chance that the Social Security payments will remain where they are. Like, if you're getting $1,000 a month right now, and then, you know, hyperinflation hits and all of a sudden $1,000 doesn't buy a loaf of bread, then in that case, you won't be getting a loaf of bread from them, even though you'll still be getting $1,000 per month in Social Security. And they won't owe you to adjust it for the hyperinflation. They won't start giving you, you know, $1 million a month instead, just to keep up to inflation.
Back around 2003, they were actually questioning Alan Greenspan, who was head of the Federal Reserve at the time, about this. And he said that they can keep making the payments with Social Security, but they couldn't guarantee the purchasing power, which is exactly what Ian just mentioned.
Right. So in that case, you would be completely left out in the cold, and they wouldn't do anything for you in that
All the foundations for hyperinflation are laid.
So it's unfortunate that people allowed themselves to get into a situation where they're expecting the government to take care of them. Wouldn't you like? Do you have kids?
I have two grown sons.
Two grown sons. Do they have kids?
No.
Okay. Eventually, they might. They might end up having children. Wouldn't you like to see your kids or your grandkids set free from the clutches of Social Security and actually able to keep 15% more of their paychecks every single pay period and take that and invest it and save it and give it away in the way they think is best rather than the federal government?
I agree with you there. Good. I mean, had I been smart, you know, many years ago, I would have put money back. But you know, I guess my whole life I've thought, well, when I get older, I will collect Social Security.
Yeah, you thought you'd be taken care of.
Yeah, Social Security was effective during your life for all the older generations that got it. My wife's grandfather was 96 or something. I mean, he got Social Security longer than he worked.
Wow.
So
Another point, if you were able to keep that money that you had earned, if you had not had that 15% stolen from you, and that's what it is, it's 7.5% is what you see on a paycheck, but there's another 7.5% that's behind the scenes that the company takes out before it even makes it into the calculation of your paycheck. If you had been able to save that 15%, you'd probably have $1 million in the bank or something like that. And if you pass on, or when you pass on, that would be money that you could then pass on to your heirs instead of it just going back into the government's general fund. Because right now, as you pointed out in the past, Mark, Social Security is actually set up to benefit rich white women over everybody else because they live longer. What were some of the points you made, Mark?
Black people don't live as long as white people do, generally. Women live longer than men. Rich people live longer than poor people.
Right, so it benefits rich white women over everybody else, and so if a 65-year-old black man dies when he turns 66, you know, he's barely gotten anything out of Social Security. However much money he's paid in over his entire lifetime is then going to benefit, you know, the rich white woman or whoever else it is that lives longer than he does, rather than going to his kids or going to the charities that he likes. So
right.
I'm glad you agree with us that Social Security should be abolished, and I'm sorry to hear about the dependence that they encouraged in you, and I thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. It's sad that people think that way. They think the government's going to be there to take care of them. But what if they aren't? Do you ever think about that? It's the government. They couldn't go anywhere. Nothing could happen to the government. They'll always have the power to tax. People tell themselves these stories about, you know, why the government is so reliable. I've got bonds. They're the government. I'm standing behind them.
And the government's also been pursuing these Keynesian policies where they want to discourage savings, so they keep interest rates really low so people can't save in a low-risk manner. So anybody who has a nest egg is forced to put it in really risky investments in the stock market in order to get a return so they at least have money for retirement or they can maintain their wealth. And the whole system's screwed up. The incentives are wrong. And when Social Security was first formed, the ratio of recipients to payees was much more favorable than it is today. The number of payees is actually shrinking while the number of recipients is growing. And of course, they've spent all the money anyway. So we're in trouble. I mean, a lot of people are in trouble. But if you're going to save it at all, the people that are dependent on now that are older need to be paid.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. I like Harry Brown's plan from the year 2000, Libertarian presidential candidate, to sell off all of the government property and all the government buildings and everything, sell it all off. And then
use some payments.
Use that money to pay off the social people that are expecting money from the government and dissolve the feds.
That needs to be taken care of.
Or come up.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed, high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hunting, shooting, camping, apparel, auto ATV, gear, survival equipment. OutdoorBunker.com is your one-stop discount shop for all your outdoor survival needs. From scopes, holsters, and knives to backpacks, flashlights, sleeping bags, and more, OutdoorBunker.com features a massive selection at incredible prices. Orders over $100 get free shipping. FTL listeners, get the UTG Deluxe Universal Horizontal Shoulder Holster for only $9.95. I've got mine. Get yours at OutdoorBunker.com/FTL now.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. Your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free. Take control of these airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month to Free Talk Live with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right to our website. And Free Talk Live takes that money and reinvests it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board as well. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, as well as a podcast and more. Go get the details and get on board at amp.freetalklive.com. Right back to your phone calls. We go to Don, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hello, Don. Don.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
I was just listening to your premise on the Social Security thing, and I just had a question to ask.
Sure.
Now, since there are payroll deductions for Social Security, and I've heard somewhere, or read somewhere, I can't tell you exactly, but it seems to me that Social Security is pretty much sovereign every year. It's just that the government is taking the money, like you say, and putting IOUs into it. So it would seem to me that if the government stopped using the money in the Social Security, okay, that Social Security would pretty much pay for itself. I'm not sure. I'm not just not sure that the intent of Social Security was to pay rich old white men when they were able to retire.
It probably wasn't the intent, but
that is the statistics.
It's
the
results.
That's the reality. Is that unfortunately,
it's just a statistic. That's just a statistic that rich white men live longer than poor white men and poor blacks.
Yeah, actually, white women.
Right.
Yes.
Is a statistic?
And white women, right.
And that's a reality because it's a statistic, right?
Right. Right.
So that's true, and it may not have been designed that way. It's just the way it's working out. And I think that it would be fair for an individual. We're not talking about the aggregate of people here. It's fair for an individual to be able to decide where the money that they worked for in their life should go after their death. Should it go to their heirs? Should it go to
Now, most polls will tell you that people don't want, Americans don't want, it doesn't give an age group, but most polls say that Americans don't want people to touch Social Security and Medicare or Medicaid. So, you know, I understand this democracy that we've got going on here ain't working very well right now either. But had it not been for some type of government, do you not think that we would probably still have slavery, women's suffrage, and a
Absolutely
lot of
not.
Things?
Absolutely not. Slavery was ended around the world in spite of the fact that governments existed. Slavery was ended in most places, in a lot of places, without violence. And
in a lot
the
of
government
places,
here,
been,
sir, that actually...
Been, no. It has not been slavery. There are still people living in slavery today.
That's
okay,
true.
Which has nothing to do... Which has nothing to do with, actually, with governments, okay?
In the places
now,
where slavery
we know
was ended,
we know
however.
It, but we know in the United States that government ended slavery, okay? Some
no, sir. Let me jump in. Before you go any farther, I got to jump in on this one. Government didn't end slavery. Government created a new slavery. We are all slaves. The government owns your own. Wait, let me finish
we're
my statement. Let me back
now.
Up my
I'm
premise here before you jump
slavery.
In.
Physical
slavery.
Okay,
yes.
Ahead.
If
go
you
ahead.
Work,
go
they ahead. Will take a portion of your labor. What do you think that makes you?
So what does it make you? It doesn't make me anything.
Makes me
it,
a
makes,
slave.
It means that I'm paying. It means that I am paying taxes, okay, and supporting a society that I may not agree with everything that the society or the government agrees with. Okay,
you can call
and
it
I'm not,
what
I'm not,
you
I'm not
want.
Trying to argue that. I'm not
hey,
trying
Master
to argue
took
the
care.
Point
may,
of,
you know, that's you might as well just be somebody who is in the 1800s saying, "Hey, Master takes good care of us." I mean, Master feeds us, Master clothes
no, I'm
us.
No, I'm really the wrong person to start talking about Master about.
Well,
but
whatever, dude.
Basically,
you
like
can tell. You're telling yourself a story that's explaining to yourself why you're not a slave, and the people who are the most hopelessly.
I'm not agreeing or disagreeing with you. We're arguing
a
point. Okay. Yes, I have an opinion. Okay. I have
so
an opinion.
So what is somebody
no
who
slave.
Is? Excuse
I'm no
me,
more
Don.
A slave than you are,
Don.
I'm telling you, I'm a slave.
Well, okay. Well, I'm not. I'm not one. I don't feel
Ooh,
that I'm.
Try
a slave,
not paying taxes.
If you, think you're free.
Here.
If you think you're free, don't pay taxes and walk down the street with a joint in your mouth.
Well, if you don't agree with the government, don't you pay taxes? Are you paying taxes?
I pay as few as I possibly can.
Okay,
I claimed,
thank you.
I claimed that I'm a slave, right?
Thank you.
What did I claim to you? I am petrified, dude. I'm scared to death that they'll break up my family, they'll throw me in prison, that they'll send my kid to a foster home. I'm scared to death of these people.
He didn't hear a word you said.
Most people are willing to die for what they believe in. If you don't want to pay taxes, don't pay them.
I am willing to live for my kid. That's what concerns me. I'm petrified of these people.
Hey, if you want to walk off the plantation, walk off the plantation. Nothing will happen to you, right?
I don't know what a plantation. Did you own a plantation?
No, sir. I don't even know where you're going with that question.
Maybe I'll work for it. If you own a plantation, maybe I'll work for it. But
sir, you are gone off. You've gone off the rails here.
We know you said you bought a plantation, sir.
Don.
Okay. Look, if you don't like government, that's fine.
That's great. I'm glad you think it's fine, but they will put us in a cage, sir. They will put us in a cage and subject us to torturous conditions.
If you believe in what you believe in, you're willing to go to jail for it.
Oh, I am.
Okay.
Oh, I have gone to jail, sir.
I witnessed the Panther Party exterminated by J. Edgar Hoover because of a belief that they had. It's what they. If you believe in it, you'll go to jail. Stop.
I have
taxes.
Gone to jail, Don, and I'll probably
go
to jail again at some point.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I'm glad that we agree on this, Don. So then would you agree that everyone is a slave?
No.
No.
No. Slavery is a state of mind, okay? If I'm willing to pay taxes, doesn't mean that I'm a
slave. That's great. I can think free, no doubt. I can think free.
I'm
a free-thinking slave.
If I'm willing to pay taxes, just like I was willing to put my life on the line
just like the house slave was willing
to
do whatever Master said.
You're free to do whatever you're told to do.
You
are. You're right. You're free to do whatever you're told to do.
I served this country in the military.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry to hear that, Don.
You served a bunch of politicians.
That's,
yeah, you didn't serve me. You weren't serving
politicians in the military.
I'm sorry for you. But go ahead. Let me.
You served a bunch of politicians. You didn't serve this country.
You served the United States federal government and its interests, not my interests. You didn't serve me, so it's not anything that I can really appreciate.
Well, if I didn't serve you, then that's fine. Then
John, I'm glad that you agree. I'm glad that we agree that you can be free in your mind. There's no doubt about it. I am a free person in my mind. But in reality, Don, can I speak a sentence through to you, sir? In reality,
when you didn't pay taxes, were you free?
When I didn't pay taxes, I am never free, sir, because there's always some group of men or women. Don, I'm never free because there's always some group of men or women calling themselves government. I can't even get through a sentence.
I know. That's how I was feeling.
Okay. Go ahead.
I am never free in reality because there's always a group of men and women calling themselves government that are demanding my money and my obedience, sir. Therefore, I am a slave in reality, even though I am free in my mind.
Okay, so what is your ideal of an ideal society?
People leaving each other alone and allowing...
No hitting, no punching, no tasering, no threatening.
That's neither here nor there. But anyway,
That's all government's got.
It means people interacting on a consensual basis rather than using threats of violence to compel people to do things to solve problems.
Okay. All right.
Now, I want the end of slavery. I don't want rape.
I want making love.
I want abolition. Abolition is the ideal society. Getting rid of an institutionalization of violence, the violent monopoly known as government. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, and I realize you don't want to agree with this because you like the idea of a government.
No, that's not it. Slavery never left, man.
It just changed forms, dude.
Right.
It just changed.
If you feel you're in slavery, that's your freedom to believe that. Okay.
Great, and it's your freedom to tell yourself a story about how you're not enslaved.
And that's my fantasy.
You just keep living in this little fantasy. Thank you, Don, for the call tonight.
Yes,
I appreciate
Don.
It. You keep living in your fantasy of how it is you're not a slave, and then you just keep paying whatever it is they demand you to pay, and you can keep telling yourself a story about how it's all okay because you're just paying for society. Sure, you don't agree with a lot of the things that they do, but hey, this is the price we pay to live
in
society.
What happens if you disagree with something they're doing? Don probably does. There's probably something the government does he disagrees with.
Of course.
What if he decides he's not going to pay that portion of his taxes? Even though he pays taxes, what happens if he doesn't pay
that
portion?
Oh, he would never do that.
Well, let's just say he does. What's going to happen in a few months? He's going to get a letter.
That's right.
That he didn't pay at all. And eventually, men with guns are going to come to his house and take him away if he keeps saying no.
But he's not going to do that because he doesn't want that to happen.
And the other thing what really chaps me a little bit is that when you start talking about government, that people have to bring up slavery. You know, it's one of those smear words that Thomas Woods talks about. Slavery! Did you ever see the video he did?
The zombie.
The interview with a zombie.
Mm.
It's one of the typical statist arguments.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour number 3 is coming up. Obviously, we aren't enslaved in the same manner as people were over 100-plus years ago, but it's still slavery. Nonetheless, it's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors want to talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.